You're listening to Vatican Radio World News in the headlines this Saturday evening. The Vatican warns against growing apathy to the tragedy of violence unfolding in Iraq. Pope Benedict XVI concludes his Lenten retreat and nominates the new Archbishop of Warsaw. He was the first pilgrim pope and the first to call for a society of love, the Holy Father, on the prophetic teachings of his great predecessor, Pope Paul VI. Good evening, I'm Ira McCarthy. The Vatican said today that the world must not simply become accustomed to the ongoing violence in Iraq as seemingly endless death tolls continue to rise. Paul Anthem reports.
The tragic news from Iraq seems unabating. A daily list of lives lost and families broken apart. Deep sectarian divide saw over 1,600 civilians killed last month, while attacks on allied soldiers and security officials continued.
Negli ultimi mesi la violenza in Iraq è continuata senza tregua.
Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi said it was important that constant reports of the violence did not make people immune to the terrible suffering. In recent months, violence in Iraq has continued without let-up. We hear daily news about attacks that caused dozens of dead, even more than 100 in a day alone, he said.
Quello che ci turba ancora di più in questo nuovo genere di guerra è che gli attentati vengono spesso compiuti intenzionalmente.
These are terrible events, but we are beginning to get used to them. It is extremely grave. We cannot get used to it. Father Lombardi lamented that attacks were often caused, quite intentionally, in places where there were the most innocent and defenseless people.
Si occorreva una prova che la guerra, come ripete il Papa, non risolve i problemi ma generalmente li
peggiora. He also reiterated Pope Benedict's assertion that war does not solve problems, but only worsens them. As he was speaking, news reports continued to filter through of today's death toll, yet more lives destroyed by this tragic conflict. I'm Paul Anthem.